Let's talk about Iowa Valley's return to campus plans. What can you tell the public?
We've been spending a lot of time this summer getting feedback from staff and faculty, and most importantly from students, about what they want the fall to look like, and spending time to put those plans and protocols in place. I can tell you we heard loud and clear from students that they want face-to-face options. They want to have the ability to be on campus and learn and interact with people. So we've put together a nice plan that allows us to have face-to-face classes with social distancing in mind, but also have some hybrid classes where you'll spend half the time in the classroom, the other half on real-time audio and video via Zoom, and then also, like we've always had, online offerings.
Okay, well, that's good news. I know they always look forward to getting back on campus, so that's awesome. Hey, can we switch gears a little bit here? An update on the bond issue projects. What can you tell us about that?
You know, that is one of the exciting things we've continued to move forward on, even as we dealt with our response to COVID-19. We worked all through the spring with our architects, OPM, who are out of Des Moines, to do the first phase of planning so that we could bundle projects and put them into timelines and figure out how we're going to bid those. And we're ready to we'll be ready to present that to the board in August at the board meeting. The biggest thing we've done so far in addition to that is we've sold $17 million of the $32 million in bonds, and really happy to report to taxpayers that we're going to be paying an effective interest rate of less than 1%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is
wow.
That is awesome. That's going to save all kinds of money.
It is. It's just wonderful, and we're excited about that, and we're also excited that we believe we're going to have a good bidding environment. That means we're going to be able to do, you know, projects right in a cost-effective way, and we're also excited that it's going to bring some great economic activity to our community as we start that construction.
Yeah, you know, for people who don't remember, Dr. Fisher, remind people what this was all about. We can go back in time. If people, you know, the pandemic has kind of whitewashed, you know, people's minds on certain things, but this was to improve the campus itself, right, to kind of spruce it up.
Yes, so in Marshalltown, it will improve science and computer labs and really allow us to move those forward and bring those up to date, and the library and the student success area to make that more engaging for students. We'll also see improvements, so a lot of your listeners who come out to campus for our conference center, improvements and updates in the continuing ed conference center, and then a lot of exterior work to improve entrances and parking lots, and really, you know, we're one of the front doors of Marshalltown when people come in, and we want the community to be proud of what people see. And then we also have work up at Ellsworth and in housing and several other smaller projects. And then we have some work in Grinnell. The biggest thing there is some work in our gunsmithing lab.
Gotcha. All right. Good to know. Dr. Christy Fisher joining us, Chancellor with the Iowa Valley Community College District. Pleasure to have you on the show, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Thanks so much.